If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show here on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, Millennium Marine, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Bayou City Angler, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather, 74 down on the island this morning. Kind of warmed up with these winds swinging back around. Warmer weather, we're going to have plenty of it. Today looks like abundant sunshine with a high of 83, east-southeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low around 75. South-southeast winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, mainly sunny skies with a high of 84, east-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, it'll be real easy to remember this tide schedule today because there's only one of them. We had a high last night just before midnight. It was at 11:30. It was a 2.1, so we still have plenty of water this morning, but that outgoing is at 3:06 p.m. this afternoon. It's an 0.0, so you'll get over a 2-foot drop in water levels. 7:19 a.m. at sunrise, 6:52 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase, 72%. We're just about three-quarter moon right now, coming off that backside of that full. All right, looking at current conditions right now, nothing's really that bad. Galveston, it's south at 5 to 8 down there with 78 degrees, 83-degree water. Eagle Point, it's 74 with 80-degree water, a west wind at 2 to 3, and up in the north end of the complex at Morgan's Point, it's 74 degrees with 82-degree water, a south-southwest wind at 2 to 5. So not much wind at all this morning, which is a good thing. Went a little bit. Well, anyway, well, let's head down to Port O'Connor now, and let's check in with our good friend Captain Kim Golden, see how she's been doing this week. I hear fishing's been pretty good. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm outstanding. How are you this morning?
I'm same way. I'm
wonderful.
Standing anyway. I don't know about out, but I'm standing.
Good deal. Well, I'm glad to be here this morning. You are right in what you ended earlier with, and that it's been pretty good down in this neck of it. It sure has. Been a good week. I thought several times this week, I can't wait. I can't wait to tell the listeners on Sunday morning about what we've seen this week. Just a great week. And it didn't really matter how you were fishing. Of course, a lot of my perspective is thigh deep, you know, with lures. And a lot of that's the angle that I bring you often. But of course, I get to visit with others that are fishing. And whether you've been in deep water or shallow water, or anywhere in between, seems like it's just been a good week.
Yeah.
Speaking of water, we like you mentioned, we have plenty of it. We have a lot of big water here right now. A lot of times waiting. I feel like we can move around and hit all kinds of different areas I might not be able to hit from the boat, but right now our weights are, we are tight to the shoreline and still sometimes not having enough room to get us all spread out. We have a long, long cast have been real important if you were waiting this week, real important.
I bet. Yes.
Our trout are still holding on the drop-offs and on those same deeper grass beds, but now getting that lure to them is getting a little more challenging, but it's doable.
Yeah. Well, that fit right in for Galveston fishermen. We're used to having to wade out deep to reach the fish on the drop-offs, too, especially now with these king tides like we have, these bull tides. It's even more difficult, but if you're mad at them, you'll go out there and get them.
That is exactly what was fixing to come next. If you wanted, they were there. You had to make a few adjustments. I know that those that have been drifting have been doing really well too. Lures are bait either way. However, they whatever they wanted to fish with, but that's been pretty effective too. I think our topwater bite has fallen off. That's one thing I noticed in this last week. And could have been more bluebird sky, you know, sun up straight up in the air. I wasn't able to sell one as easily as I have been before. I'm sure that bite will come back, but it was one stark difference I noticed this week. This week it was tails and as light a jig head as you could stand. Mm-hmm. to cast in it. That was the ticket this week, and letting them fall. The trout bite is there, but it's still low to the bottom. We have a lot of smaller fish mixed in right now, too. There's some good ones there. Nothing huge this last week. My biggest was between 22 and 23. I was glad to see it. But a lot of small ones mixed in. Just kind of got to pick yours, you know, out of it. Sometimes I feel like there's just so many small ones right now. It's just a matter of your lure getting
through them to get a good fish, yeah.
Before the smaller one grabbed it, for sure. I felt like that happened several times. Our trout bite has been strong early, and you could feel the lull when it came, just like a switch, you know. Yeah. And then at that point, you could still get them. You just had to try a little bit, get a little more technical, try to draw a reaction strike. And then later in the day, again, just like the switch flips, you could start to see the slicks, start to smell them, and that bite, you know, would pick back up. And in the meantime, better reds have shown up and started to play. We were catching some earlier, and we were catching some better ones every now and then. But this past few days, there's just been some really chunky reds. I feel like when this water starts to fall a little and they start coming out of the back, they're just going to be huge, you know, just gorged and big shoulders and everything. So they'll be a lot of fun.
Butterballs.
And I know those that have fished out at the jetties, they're catching good reds out there on the water movement. So I think it's just been a good overall week.
Sounds like a Galveston report. Same exact same patterns going on over here. Same thing.
That's awesome. I love that.
The only difference is our water isn't quite as clear as yours, but it's good. Our water's in great shape.
There have been days this water here has been so beautiful. It didn't even begin to look like our water. It's been quite a few days that we've had a conversation on the boat of just how almost green or pretty, look like it belongs somewhere else. I did notice on our wind the other day on the backside of the front, we started to get a little more color and stain to our water. We still have a lot of that dead decaying grass floating around and settling on the bottom. And there's certain areas where it just changes the light reflection and the look. And those areas that when they get to look like that, they can be really good for me one day. And I come up on them and see that, and they just don't produce. I'll be glad when enough, I hate to wish for a lot of wind, but it'd take a little bit of wind to blow all that grass up out of there. Right now it's blowing it to one side, and the wind's shifting directions, and it's blowing it right back out across to the other side.
Yeah, it's going back and forth, yeah.
Back and forth.
One of these days, we're going to get a Rip Snorting Norther through here, and drop the tides and blow a lot of that junk out of here.
Yes, you're right. We will. And right after that, we'll also be talking about the good bites that, that ensue. They start gathering up a little bit. We're still covering some ground to find them. We had one day I turned around and I don't think we ever got further than about 80 or 90 yards from the boat, but that was one wade on one day. And most of the time we're still covering ground. Our fish are still, a lot of fish are still out over the hard sand and grass. Of course, our temps are, even though we've had some nice cooler mornings, our temps are still pretty warm. Mm-hmm. They're starting to show up for us in the back, over the back lakes too. Our back lakes look beautiful. The structure, the grass, the sand pockets, the color changes developing, and they just look really good. Usually, you know, all this water comes up and things eventually find their way back there, and that'll be shaping up, I'm sure, to be a strong fall and early winter opportunity back there.
Well, if it ever gets here.
If it ever gets here. I love this time of year, and I love to fish it, and the anticipation of what's coming. I think it's going to be a great fall and winter. It's my favorite time of year.
You know, for the animals and the fish, it's fall, but to us, it's not. We're wanting that cooler temperatures, but they're in that fall mode.
Sure.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and hey, these fish know it.
And I noticed too this week, it's been absolutely, and even though I saw a couple, there's been a lot of predators coming across the flats like they do this time of year with all the other people out the pass. And there's just been days, you know, they've almost just been like, you know, like puppies or something. There's just so many of them around. And
well, they're gorging up too before they leave.
Yeah,
you know, trying to get their winter coat on them too. You know, they're going to get all they can because that's why they're here to start with, is for the food source.
And that's right. And I did notice this last couple of days that significantly less, the number I've seen, just like all of a sudden, you know, like they left, like they finally made their way through. I think I saw maybe two or three the last couple of days. Some might have seen more, but I've had zero trouble, you know, seeing multiples all throughout the day, you know, before then. So I think we may have turned that corner, or at least we're getting close.
I'm with you on that. Glad of it. The tax man is taking its toll this year.
Let me tell you, that's
all up and down the coast. It's nuts.
I've talked to so many people, and that it's just, you know, even I just hate to see it when somebody catches a nice fish and brings in, you know, and not all there.
Well, I kind of reeled in a head and a bladder here. What happened?
I had one, just the most fun young angler on the boat one day, and we had a National Geographic episode right in front of us with his fish and a shark and stuff. 9 yards, and I'm pretty sure not any of us will forget that, but it was a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of recently. I love that. A lot of young anglers. I don't know what my I just see so many young anglers with so great skills. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not sure what my skill set was at 10, but I don't think it was that great. I mean, I have 10, 12-year-old anglers showing up, and they are suited up and rigged up, and they've got skills, and they're ready to fish, and it's just, that's just so much fun. Lots of fun.
Well, these kids have so many more avenues and opportunities than we had. I mean, if we didn't grow up fishing with somebody that was really good and could teach us properly as we came, you know, came up through the ranks of fishing, nowadays, I just watch videos. I mean, everywhere you look, there's somebody telling you how to fish and how to do it properly. The information's out there, and you know, these young people, they live on their phones, man. They Google everything. They pick it up quick. Plus the equipment now. I mean, all the lures and rods and reels, line. I mean, the whole spectrum is just, there's just better stuff nowadays.
I that is so true. All the way around. Very true. Very true.
Including the boats and engines we run, too. I remember back in the day, I was afraid to go too far because I might break down and there's nobody out there to pull me in. No cell phones, you know, nothing.
I can remember a time a long time ago. you know, the breaking down was just part of
that was part of the game, wasn't it?
Part of the game.
It's just something you had to deal with. You knew it was going to happen. You just go, man, I've already made it about a month without any issues. If something's coming.
Very true. Well,
cool, man. What a good report from Port O'Connor. I'm glad y'all are having a good fall so far, and it's only going to get better.
It is only going to get better. And keep in mind, this week, with the report that I have, we were post-front, post-full moon, mm-hmm. high pressure, you know, the whole nine yards, bluebird sky off of it, and still had a great week on the backside of that. So I think looking forward, I think this is going to be a good, it's always a good month, October, November, even December. Yeah. I love that. So I think there's going to be more good reports. I don't want to be presumptuous, but I do. I think there'll be more good reports.
Oh, yeah. Take the good with the bad, but I always hope for more good than bad. That's a fact. That's life.
Absolutely.
All right, Kim. Well, hey, it's always good, and I appreciate the update from your backyard down there. If somebody wants to come down and pop a weight or cut a drift with you, give them some info how they can reach out to you.
I would love that. Port O'Connor fishingtrip.com is my website, and everything you need to know, including how to reach me, is right there.
All right. Well, that's cool. Well, Kim, you have a great Sunday, and thanks for the update. Well, I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
next week. All right.
You too. Thank you. And thank you to your listeners for spending some time with me this morning. I always enjoy and look forward to this.
I do too. Well, I'll see you next week. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Later. All right. That's Captain Kim Golden down in Port O'Connor. Well, folks, come out to the Galveston Fishing Extravaganza. That's at the Galveston County Fairgrounds in Hitchcock, Texas. Spit it out, Mick. Friday, October 17th from 2 to 8 p.m. Saturday, the 18th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Sunday, the 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Boats, vendors, food trucks, kids zone, RVs, and more. It'll be a lot of fun. Free parking, $10 wristbands. They're good all weekend long. The Galveston Fishing Extravaganza. Don't miss it.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 420 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go run down Captain Jeff Naylor and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Jeff. What's going on?
What's up, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm hanging out. What are you up to?
Man, we are actually currently in Atlanta at the GT, the Petit Le Mans race this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yes, actually, it is very cool. It's basically the equivalent to the Le Mans, the 24-hour Le Mans here in the U.S., and it's 10 hours opposed to 24, but it's quite interesting. Super fast cars, and it's actually really neat. Yep,
I bet.
Definitely. But we left up here kind of quick. Just been up here for a couple of days, so it's not we haven't been here long, and are fixing to turn around and head back. So, the race cars course are awesome. The fishing this weekend was supposed to, kind of straighten up pretty good. Our boat's going out this morning. It's not, our friend Steve Carousel is going to take it out, take some guys out. It's kind of odd little forecast too. I mean, the wind seems to have subsided a little bit, but it's still 3s and 4s out there.
Yep.
Just not spread out a little bit. That east wind's kicked up. It's got a little bit of south in it. Right now it's kind of got a little bit of north in it, but hopefully it'll die off a little bit, and that south will pick up a little bit behind it and follow some
yeah,
whoever goes.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, exactly. Kind of an odd little turning, motion of the wind right now. It's a little bit of a gamble, but I think there's going to be several people that make that gamble, and probably rightfully so. It's probably doable, and heck, man, it could turn out to be a real beautiful day too. So,
right,
that so. Yeah, man. Other than that, we're here this weekend, and we're actually going to head out on Thursday or Friday to Cabo. So we'll be in Cabo for a week next weekend, and doing some fishing.
Well, don't go snorkeling or swimming where Sharky did.
Really? Oh man. I've been thinking about that since that happened.
Yeah. Everybody has. It's crazy.
Yeah. I've asked him the other day, and to my knowledge, he has no real understanding of what it was specifically. I don't know if,
Man, he kind of said maybe some kind of staph cellulitis, or I'm sure it was some kind of marine bacteria. There's so many cultures of that stuff. And it's,
sure.
Everybody looks at the water and it looks beautiful and it's clean looking, but sometimes there's just bacteria in there that you're at the mercy of it.
That's pure fact, exactly. And I think that can happen anywhere in the world. So, I mean, it's not specific to anywhere. Heck, I mean, there was a gentleman that died I think it was last year up by my house. I'd went swimming and had some red tide get into a cut. And, due to his health and this and that, and end up dying. But, yeah, I mean, to your point, it's, you always got to be careful and try to wash off and all that good stuff. But, yeah, I definitely hear you on that. We're going to go marlin fishing, and this time of the year is really starting to turn on up there. Now, this is in the Gulf side, not the Pacific side. So
yeah,
they say it's dynamite. I've been hearing some good reports. You know, lots of tuna and striped marlin, or marlin in general, excuse me. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, I have not been down there and fished on this side before, so I'm actually kind of interested to see how this pans out.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
hopefully it does.
Yeah, the marlin bite kind of has not completely stopped here, but it's dwindled, obviously, and historically so. You know, winter time or fall starts coming around, some cold fronts, and they'll move on. But there's still a few being caught. I've seen a couple of sailfish, as a matter of fact, caught, which is very strange. Normally the sailfish are the first ones to go, I feel like. But anyways, there's still plenty of fishing to do out there in the Gulf. You know, to my knowledge, and I hate saying, I'm very careful about saying, you know, fishing seasons, but it would appear like, you know, snapper season possibly still open for recreational. I don't know that to be 100% facts, but
that's what I hear, my ear to the ground, it is.
Yeah, and to your point, and I think that, and let me also include the basis of that. So the basis of that is, if you ask Texas Parks and Wildlife or any of those folks what is the seasons, then they direct you to a app called Fish Rules, and you open that Fish Rules up and you basically read through that, and that's supposed to be the Bible. But right now it still says open, and you know, that's basically the basis of it. And I have not to hear anything otherwise, you know, so
yeah,
good luck.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I'm with you.
And, you know, and shoot, we'll probably have another, you know, shrimp boats are out there real thick. So I know I've been preaching about shrimp boats. I love shrimp boats. I mean, I hope that anybody on this show realizes that I do. And they're still out there super thick. The last time we were out there, as a matter of fact, I was just telling somebody this last night, the last time we were out there, the shrimpers were willing to trade in a heartbeat. They were flagging me down, you know, which basically means they've been catching a lot of shrimp. There's a lot of food out there, you know.
We've got a lot of shrimp, and we need a lot of beer.
We've been out here for too long. And we need a distraction.
Remember, you pull up to a shrimp boat and give them a case of beer, and they'd fill a whole cooler up with shrimp for you, man.
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean,
the old bartering system.
Boy, I tell you, you know, I think, you know, the most I ever got was with, like, five beers that you couldn't hardly read the labels on, you know. And I told the man, you know, hey, bud, this is all we got, you know. I've
been bouncing around in my cooler for about a week.
Yeah, you don't even, can't even see the color of the cans, you know, the
right.
Silver.
It's all laid off.
Man, he gave me like two or three bags just full. I don't know what happened. Maybe he forgot how to count or something, but sheesh, they ate shrimp for months.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. They've been catching some big ones, too. They got some big ones. You know, and they got some smalls, too, but... man, they got some shrimp that, you know, a couple of the bags we got within the last month or two have been, I mean, these shrimp size your hand, you know.
Right.
Low counts. Very, very low counts. But, yeah, I mean, to the point, though, is there's tons of food out there. And, you know, and there's tons of food out there. There's going to be tons of fish. It just kind of goes with that. You know, a lot of the rocks and stuff like that we've been kind of staying away from for the last couple of years are really turning on to right now. So that's a big positive. But, yeah, man. I mean, that's
well,
at least the forecast.
You know, lean fishing was off this year for the most part. You know, other than that giant that guy caught in the star tournament out of Corpus down there. But it was... that was only two put on. There was two of them put on the board, and that was it.
That's crazy, and you're right.
It is.
I mean, lean fishing has been super slow the last couple of years. And I have zero I don't even know what to think about that. Some of the other species I understand and realize the ling, they migrate a lot, you know, and ling obviously hang around oil rigs, but shoot, I mean, it's nothing to have ling come in real close as well. So the habitat, loss of habitat and stuff like that is, I don't think affects the ling as much, but, I mean, it possibly could, but yeah, the numbers dwindling, that's a real, question mark in my head. I don't, you know, and I still have yet to see some of the, you know, they've introduced some of the regulation they've been talking about for a long time, you know, another fish that is supposed to be getting more regulated is the mahi. Mahis of, right. You know, and they come and go here. Obviously there's, you know, different years, different seasons, you know, we always get schoolies, you know. It seems to be slower the last couple of years, and then you'll have spurts a month or two where it starts getting really good again, and it kind of goes away. So it seems like it was more, you know, consistent. But there again, there was supposed to be some laws enacted here in the last couple of years, and they haven't been. And
yeah, I remember we were talking about that a couple of years ago. About some new protective laws on them and everything, but it never transpired.
Never did. They have them on the Atlantic side over there in Florida. They don't have them on the Gulf side, yeah. You know, in terms of size limits and bag limits and all that. And, you know, that's what they were supposed to do. And then ling, you know, it did get the lengths and the, you know, bag limits a little bit, but the, you know, they're supposed to actually start a season as well for ling. I haven't seen anything come about with that, but yeah, I mean, to your point, yeah, it's a real question mark. What happens to, you know, kingfish, ling, all these species that we see a lot of, and then really, you know, to look back on 2025, it was by far one of the best billfish years in history. I mean, I'd better say it might be the best in history. That could be let's just say it's the best in a long time. How about that?
Yeah, right.
But our billfishing here was some of the best in the entire world.
It really was. Yeah.
100%. You know, the numbers, you know, and the sizes and everything that we were catching, yeah, it was stellar. So, which is very odd because, you know, everything kind of goes together, right? If you got they eat mahi, you know, they run around to school with mahi and stuff like that. So, you know, you tend to think that you see a big influx of one and then all of a sudden the billfish right behind them. But it was not really necessarily that way. So I don't know. You know, hopefully in the next 3 and 4 years, we have talked about this enough and enough studies have gone on. And now, you know, we'll have the ability to kind of see in the future, you know, in the past and find out what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, in the meantime, we're going to keep on fishing.
I'm glad you got to go to the races. I bet that was cool.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. It was a great time. We actually came over here to come see Mr. Reese. So Reese's racing team, and he's based out of Houston area. Mm-hmm. And he's the Ferrari race team. And they were Dragon Speed, and they were second place overall in the year. So the Petit Le Mans is the last race of the year.
Yeah.
And it was essentially the championship between us and Corvette. Corvette has been dominating a lot this year. Mm-hmm. And it was between us and them, or Ferrari and I say us and Ferrari and Chevrolet.
Yeah.
And Chevrolet came out on top. I just saw the standings right before
I
got on.
I guess that's better than Ford versus Ferrari. I loved that show. That was a good movie. True story, yeah. Too. That's what I like the best about it.
Yeah.
All right, definitely. Man. Well, I'll let you get to it. You'll have fun flying out of Atlanta. At least it's early.
Oh, Thank you, brother.
That's a giant airport, man. That's a big and a busy one.
I forgot all about exactly. But we'll see you next week. I think Casey's going to be on and, you know, have some stories to tell.
All right. Well, get on home in one piece, man. Throw them out a number, Jeff. Somebody wants to reach out to you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Anytime. 979-417-1013, man. Y'all have a fun and safe Sunday.
We're going to do it. Always. See you, Jeff. Take care. Be safe. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Smoked sausage samples, they're available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it. Full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pulled pork, homemade hot dogs, bulk pricing on fresh ground beef, and all their pecan smoked sausage. And they're now taking orders for pecan smoked turkeys. You can order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. Now's the time to do it. 11 to 13 pound average weight. It makes a really good meal for 8 to 10 people. These birds are excellent. And homemade stuffed pork tenderloins, jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese. Try their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. They're really good too, along with their wild game processing and their new sausage recipe. And get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs. Your family will love it. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 440 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Conroe and check in with the fish dude this morning. I know he's foaming at the bit, fixing to head out. Get with it. Richard, good morning. What's going on?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm here, man. It's Sunday.
I hear you, man. It's nice and cool this morning, but I'll tell you what, that dang old wind won't blow again.
It won't.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm reading right now. I'm reading 56, so it's cooled down quite a bit. But I'll tell you what, I can't believe it dang wind this year. It's horrible as far as not blowing at all. I mean, good.
Well, y'all need to move the lake down here on the coast, and you'll have all the breeze you want down here, buddy.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. But I tell you what, those catfish did pretty good yesterday. We sat in one spot for a while, and that, like I said, that wind quit and everything turned a little on us. So it's like, we gotta go. I gotta try to find something where there's a little bit of a breeze blowing. And so we kind of moved around and found just a little bit of ripple on the water, and then bam, started catching them rascals pretty good. So we ended up keeping like 69 of them, so it wasn't too bad. And most of them were all, 16 to 18 inch fish, so it wasn't bad at all. So it's we did catch a bunch of short ones, but we probably end up with 50 or so as short ones, but it's just part of getting out there and figuring it out. That's the main thing. But it's then like this morning I walk out the door and I mean just not a speck of wind blowing, so I gotta have to kind of improvise again and try to figure out where the best spot to be today is going to be. And hopefully the wind will pick up a little bit later, but it's all right. No matter what, it feels good out. It's not 90 degrees out anymore in the mornings and stuff like that. So
yeah, that makes it nice.
Yeah, buddy, I'd like to say I'm not going to complain at all about none of it. So,
yeah, it got down to about 64 here yesterday morning on the way home.
There you go. Sweet. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Like I say, it's starting to feel like fall now for real. I mean, that's the main thing. At least it's finally getting here. So, but like I say, it's, the hardest part for me to believe is the lack of wind. This whole year has been that way. I mean, it's not, even in the spring, the wind didn't blow very much. I mean, it blew a lot, but it didn't. It's not normal, just like we didn't have a real big strong summer this year. It wasn't a hot summer like normal, but it also wasn't, just like the wind. I mean, it's just odd.
It was definitely cooler this summer. It didn't get near as hot as what we've seen in the last few years, man.
I'll tell you what, though, this cool weather's got these deer moving. I know that. These rascals are, I'm seeing them all over the dang place, so that's a good thing. It don't hurt my feelings.
Well, the rut always starts early up here, and our deer in this area rut early in the year.
That's what's crazy.
Isn't that crazy how there are different times for different parts of the state?
It is. It's like, you get to South Texas, it's the best part of the rut's in January, and then you get around Lano and stuff like that where I'm hunting at, and to me the best part of the rut's right there around Thanksgiving and up here. I've never really figured out in East Texas when the best part of the rut is. I mean, I've tried to figure it out for years, and it's just like, because I love rattling horns whenever I'm out there, and I just don't know if it works that good in East Texas, because I've never found a time where I could get them to come to them. But it's, now a grunt calling up here, a lot of times you can take grunt calling, you'll catch get them rascals coming in on you. But
that is, you hear deer grunt more in East Texas than you do in South Texas. Every once in a while, you'll hear a doe bleat or a deer grunt.
Right.
But in East Texas, you hear that a lot.
I know, and that's amazing. I don't understand what the differences are and why they do it more in East Texas than they do in South or Central.
Yeah, it's kind of like fishing, Richard. You get that figured out, let me know, man. It'll be worth millions.
I hear you. I guarantee you. But it's one of those things. All these years, like bow hunting and stuff out there in Lano, I sit out there and I was bow hunting one morning and I'm sitting about 35 yards off my feeder out there, and this doe comes in and she is grunting the whole time she's there. It's like, what in the world? I mean, the whole time, every step she took, she was sitting there grunting. And she did it for a good 5 minutes where she just grunt, and I mean, like I say, every single time she would walk, she would grunt, and it's like, what the heck is wrong with this doe? But so, I mean, she kept on doing it, and there's a couple of yearlings around with her, so I don't know if she was doing something to warn those yearlings or call those yearlings, or I don't know what she did it for, but it was different. So it's you know, you see stuff like that and you try to figure out why, because I've never seen it before, and I don't think I'll ever see it again.
Neither. I've heard that doe bleat, you know, that kind of screaming noise they make when they're wanting a buck.
Right. But, I mean, it was a full-blown grunt, you know, just like if I was sitting there with a call, just trying to get her to come to me, and she was sitting there doing it the whole time, I mean, just nonstop. But that's the only time I've ever seen that happen. I mean, and I've done a lot of hunting over the years, but one time out of all those times, so it's crazy. But it is what it is. You know, like I say, you just got kind of get out there and do what you think's best. And it's just like fishing, you know. Like yesterday I was talking to a couple of guys about some bass fishing, because there's, you know, historically, and I think I may have mentioned it too, but historically on a dock, whenever it's sunlight's not on there, you don't worry about fishing under the dock. You fish around the outer edges of the dock. Mm-hmm. Now, when the sun starts getting up and creates that shadow, then you start fishing under the dock. Well, I'm noticing that a lot of times there's fish under there in low light conditions that I would not have ever expected to be there. So it's weird, you know, just seeing those fish under the dock.
That's why we grind an area out, fish it all, every different angle and aspect of it.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's like, you know, and I think I talked about it yesterday on Livingston, how I'd fish those docks over on Lake Livingston years ago, and I would literally hit every corner of every post.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd make sure you hit every single post from every possible angle.
Now, with all that stuff you got, you can just shoot a video under there and go, well, hey, he's over there on that other leg. Let's troll motor around on this.
Yeah, there you go. And that's pretty close.
And the guessing game's over with when it comes to that now.
It pretty much is. I mean, it's weird. The only thing you can't really figure out a lot of times under those docks is which way they're looking, you know, because that's, you know, you don't want to throw behind whenever even when they're on beds and you're bed fishing, sight fishing for them, you don't want to throw behind them. You want to throw in front of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's the key, you know, land in front of them. Because if you hit them in the tail, you're going to spook them.
Even
but you
better
hit them in the head, they'll eat.
Even better, they're sitting there with their mouth open waiting on it, and you just throw it in their mouth.
There you go. That's even better. That's right.
I love that, man. When you fire one out there, and as soon as it hits the water, it just takes off. I'm going, man, that's the way it all
is. Exactly. Every time, boy.
If it was like that, everybody would be tournament winners and have their own TV shows, man.
That's exactly right. There ain't no doubt about that. But I'll tell you what, you know, that's one thing about fishing like that is whenever you do figure something out, it just something triggers in your brain and says, okay, I continue to do it this way, and then boom, I'm gonna keep catching them. And I mean, there's a lot of my tournament wins from my very first cast, I knew I was gonna win that day, because you could do everything wrong and it turn out right. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's and you can just feel it. I mean, it's weird how, you know, it sounds dumb for me to say something like that, but you can feel it for the most part when you've got everything going right. And it's, you know, a good example is one day I pitched a worm under a dock on Lake Livingston, and I got a backlash. So I'm sitting there pulling this backlash out. By the time I get my line or the backlash out, I tighten up my line. Well, it's already tight. And it's like, good night. I got
set
a fish. He has done. Yeah, I set the hook, and he's done weaved himself in and around like four different posts. And it's like, there's no way. And I got that fish out of all of that stuff and in the boat. And it's like, yeah, okay, here we go.
Maybe this is going to be my day.
Exactly. You know when it's going to be it. So yeah. it's just a blast when you figure stuff out like that. So it's all good. You know, that's the main thing. You just get out there and get after it, and just kind of keep everything on even keel. And when you know it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I mean, it's just weird.
I had a buddy win a trout tournament like that. They're panicking, man. They're down to about 2 or 3 hours left in the tournament, and they're well hopping. It was a summer tournament. It was hot, and, man, yeah. They're hitting different gas wells, and his buddy throws out and backlashes, had a red Kelly Wiggler on or something, and he gets a backlash out, and he reels it up, got an 8-pounder swimming around out there, jumping out of the water with his lure in his mouth. So they decided they didn't have an anchor, so he just tied off to the well, and they started fishing real slow on the bottom. They came in and blew everybody's doors off, man. It was just, let the fish tell you how they wanted. He said, we'd been fishing over the top of them all day. We should have been dragging bottom, you know, fishing, flipping oyster shells over.
It's crazy how some little something will trigger something in your brain and tell you, okay, this is what I need to be doing instead of what I've been doing, you know, because it's, as you know, that's
well, like a tournament, you know, when the clock's ticking, you press so much, you work your bait too fast, and
that's
you
got to
just make
right.
yourself slow it down.
That's it. The best days I've ever had in tournament situations have been whenever I tell myself all day long, you're just fishing. You know, you're not tournament fishing. You're just fishing.
Yeah, just
fishing. Once you start putting that pressure on yourself, like you say, you start fishing fast. You absolutely change everything you were doing when you were practicing.
Make too many mistakes. You don't cover it right. You're working your lure too fast. I mean, all of it. It all comes in.
Everything. There's no doubt about it. And I mean, that's what I get a lot of these newer guys into tournament fishing, and they'll go, man, I catch so many in practice, but in a tournament, I can't catch them. They say, what am I doing wrong? I just tell them flat out, you change the way you're fishing.
I know, Blaine and I, we were in a tournament one time, a trout tournament, and nothing's working out. All we got's like 3-pounders in the live well. We're going, man, this ain't going to cut the mustard. Well, let's head in. So we're heading to the boat ramp, and I look over to the left, and I said, man, look at that slick that just popped over there on that shoreline. We slid in there, and we caught 4 giants in one pass, put it on the trailer, and made it to the, we were just going to go home. We weren't even going to go to the weigh-in. And we catch 4 over 7, just boom, bam, boom. And
dang.
Said, we're going to the weigh-in. We better hurry. We made it just in the nick of time. It's crazy how things like that happen. But you don't ever give up. We'd already given up, but when I saw a slick pop, and we hadn't seen a slick all day, the fish were just, man, we couldn't get them going. We did there in the last 5 minutes. Kaboom.
I guarantee you, that's the way it works. I mean, I've been on my way to weigh in and have like 4 fish, and I'm sitting there going, okay, I need that fifth one. If I get that fifth one, I'll get a check at least.
Yeah.
And you're running in, and then you know you get close, and you say, well, dang, I got about 5 minutes left, so I'm gonna hit this one lost spot over here, pull up, and okay, one more cast. Boom. On that one more cast, catch that last fish. And it's like, okay, that'll work. You know, go in and either win or finish top five. And that's the best part of it right there. But you never, like you said, pretty much what you say is you never give up, you know. Granted, you know.
We had pretty much thrown the towel in. But, hey, man, never drive by fresh slick, especially when you see it pop up. And I spooked it up with my engine running, and I just shut her down, troll motored in there, and bing, bang, boom, here we go.
Look at this. I mean, that's,
went from zeros to heroes, and you know,
happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
I used to tell myself, like whenever I'd be on Rayburn, especially with that deep hydrilla, I'd lay 5 jigs on the deck, and I'd tell everybody it's hero or zero today. Period. You know,
right.
I'm gonna catch them on this jig, you know. And if you catch them on that jig, you're the hero. But if you don't, man, it's automatic. You're a zero because you ain't going to have nothing.
Pick your poison.
I would do that. That's right. I would do that all day long, just up there and constantly flip that jig, flip that jig, flip that jig, and then finally, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, dang, that didn't work, or you come in there with that big 30-pound stringer, and it's like, I told you. So,
you know, most of the time, you just got to own it, man, and stick with it and fish it out, you know.
That's it. That's it.
Some days chicken, some days feathers, brother. Well, Richard, I got to run already. I appreciate you taking my call and filling in a gap for me. Somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe and fishing with you. Give them some info how they can reach.
All right, Mickey, you want to get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
You got it. All right, Richard, have a good day. Catch them up, buddy.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, get them. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.